Sota Daf Mem. So it turns out that his own Anivus was actually in the same sugya that Rav Abba the Menachos Anivus was. Mayan v'netunei the Rebbe Abahu. So once happened, there was a Maisa, the Amla Davita, the Amore, the Rebbe Abu. Le Davita, the Rebbe Abu, the wife of the Amora of Rebbe Abahu, said to the wife of Rabbi Abba, you gotta know that it's not that my husband is less chashev than your husband. He could give the shir on his own. He doesn't need anything from your husband. Hadidan lo tzarech le'lididach. The only reason that he bends over and then he stands up and he speaks as if he's listening to him. It's only yikra bi'alma u'david. He's giving, showing him a little bit of covet because, you know, your husband is well known in the Malchus and he has to be respected, but certainly not in terms of his chachma. Of course, his wife tramps in right away and tells her husband, look what I heard from Yamora's wife. So as if you turn a little bit of Yabo, what do you care? What difference does it make? My nafkalach mina? Ends up getting the same kilos, makes lafkamina between the two of us. Who cares who's responsible? The point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was covered in the Torah, that's all. So that was his anivus, but he wouldn't have been able to put up with the guy himself actually changing this far. That is, I wouldn't be able to. But two, there was another maisa also that Rabbi Abo did that was very sensitive, and didn't take covet for himself, gave it to others. It was also getter of anivus. Now, Rabbi Abo, the Rabbonim were in the alelamimamnayu bereisha. They wanted to appoint him as a Rosh Hashiva. And he had heard that Rabbi Abba, the Menako, had a lot of debts, and nafishle ba'le chovot, and he was in trouble, he was going to have to take halva'ot. So he tells the people, no, there's something you have already a Rosh Hashiva here. What are you coming to me for? Take Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Bar Abba, iklu lahu atra. So once happened that Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Bar Abba both came to the same place for Shabbos. So Rabbi Abba was derech in Agadita, and Rabbi Bar Abba was derech. He gave this shir kloli, you know, chashav shir. Of course, nobody showed up at Rabbi Bar Abba's shir, and every. Oh, yeah. Vazel Agabi to Rabbi Abo. And they went to hear Rabbi Abo's shir. Now, of course, Rabbi Abo was not particularly excited about this. And Cholash Daite, he felt like really cheap. Omarle to Rabbi Abo, so Rabbi Abo says to him, Rabbi Abo says to him, you know what this is like? So you get two people that come into town, right? So one of these guys is selling diamonds. He really chashev a jewelry. Don't bother coming in if you got to ask the price, you know. And the other guy, he is selling, you know, the kind of stuff that they sell on the streets, you know, sewing needles and toys for kids. The Oroch actually brings in the Gainim, actually, toys for kids, zinc toys coated with paint. Apparently already had toys. You know, so one is Mocher Vanim Tovot, one is Mocher Mine Tzidkis, okay? Now, who do you think is going to get more customers? Obviously, you know, the peddler is going to get more customers. But that doesn't mean that what he's offering is more kosher than the diamonds. You have diamonds, what am I offering? Toys for kids? Okay, fine. So, anyway, so Amikovtsin, Lazar Shemocher Mine Tzidkis. Anyway, he was feeling so bad that used to be every day up until that story. Ave Malavir of Kibar Avler Rabbi Abo Adashpuze. Shumikra de Bekesis. We already said Rabbi Abo had a very strong standing in the government. The Gemara talks about how the Amta de Bekesis used to come out. They used to sing to him. And when he would come in, they called him the leader of his nation, a great man. Okay, so obviously, that deserves covet. And he used to be malava him to his home. That day, Rabbi Abo went out of his way to be malava Rabbi Bar Abba to the place where he was staying and the place where they were visiting. But he couldn't get him to feel better. He really felt awful. He's not. That's part of anivus. It's a sensitive. Bizman Sheshliach Tzibur Omer Modim. Ha'am Bahim Omrim. What do people say while the Shliach Tzibur is saying Modim? Omer Rav Modim Anachnu Loch Hashem Elokeinu Al She'anu Modim Lach. So this is a hodah on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity to be moded to him. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel says that with Rashi learns every one of these is an addition to the one before. That you're supposed to mention, it's not only Hashem Elokeinu, it's Elohei Kol Basar, Al Shanu Modim Lach. Rabbi Simoy Omer, you're supposed to also say Yotzreinu, Yotzer Bereshit, Al Shanu Modim Lach. Na'adoy Omer Mishmeda Rabbi Simoy, Brachot, Ladot, Teshubcha, Gadol, Al Sheikh Yitonu, Vikiyantonu, Al Shanu Modim Lach. Revacha Bar Yaakov, Misayim Ba'achi, Keintechoneinu, Teintechayenu, Teintechoneinu, Kapsinu, Tesov, Gelu, Yotenu, Lchatzot, Kodshecha, Lishmochu, Kecha, Vlasot, Tzonecha, Belivav Shalem, Al Shanu Modim Lach. And of course, Rav Papa, who always has lots of pez, always says, Yokach Memrinu Tarvayo. We can use all our mouths to say all of them together. And this becomes therefore known as Modim de Rabbanan, because so many different Rabbanan put in their 2 cents. Omer Rav Yitzchak, La'olam tehe imat tzibur alech. You should know that you always have to take very seriously the stage fright. Because it's not a question of stage fright, it's a question of the covet of the tzibur, taking them seriously. You don't treat them as if they're not there and you're talking to the wall. And you see that the Kohanim, it's an unbelievable thing, the Kohanim turned their backs to the Aron Kodesh. It's unbelievable. The Shekhinah is
Ashanda.
Ashanda, they turned their backs to the Aron Kodesh and they face the Am, right? So obviously, it means that the tzibur has a tremendous madriga. We see a beautiful pasuk. Dovid HaMelech was already ill at the time in Divrei HaYamim, and he was making his final collection for the Beis HaMikdash. Richie was about to head out to Eilat, so they decided, even though he's not feeling well, this is the time to get everybody. You know. So Vayakom HaMelech David HaRaglav. Now, it's a very strange combination. I mean, if it's friends, Romans, and countrymen, you know, fine, but Ami is my people. If you're talking about my people, then it's not my brothers. I mean, there's my brothers is we're all in the same darga. My people is that I'm the Melech. So, Ima Chai Lama Ami, Ima Ami Lama Achai. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Amalam David, the Yisrael, listen here. I have a vision. And what he says is, Ani im levavi livnot beit menucha laron brit Hashem, v'ladom ragle Eloheinu, v'achinoti livnot. I've started building already, and I've made everything ready. He already dug the shittim, and now I want you to participate. So basically what he's telling them is, Imatem Shomimli, you know, you could be my brothers, we could do this under volunteer basis. If not, you are my people, and the secret police will be after you. So, Vani, Amiatem, Vani Rodetchem Bemakel, I gotta stick ready, anybody who doesn't pay up.
In Kabbalah, in Kabbalah.
So had Yosef said, Achai ve'ami, Ani Mevakesh, it would have had a different impact?
It would have had a double impact.
Yeah,
to make
it that much worse.
Rabbanan Amrei Mihacha. Then the other proof of how seriously you have to take the tzibur is that in Kohanim Rishayim La'alot B'Sandaleihem L'Duchan, you know that nowadays it is prohibited to go up wearing your shoes to the Duchan. V'zeo achat b'teisha takanot shi'itkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is so kosher. That it's one of the nine takonas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made, and undoubtedly, my time, what's the reason? It must be because of a covet of the tzibur. So since the Kohanim, remember in those days everybody wore kilts, you know, skirts, or one piece robes. All right, so when you lift up your hands, your feet are exposed. So you've got dirty shoes, you just walked in from outside, but the people have to see the mud on your shoes. I mean, so the
Melitza.
No, you wear socks.
Wear socks.
Yeah, it's actually brought la halacha not to go barefoot.
Really?
Yeah. because it's not the minhag of normal people nowadays to walk around barefoot, and therefore adarabba would be an insult, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But it was the time in Sparty lands and places.
You know, of course. You know, what's the time? It isn't. And anyway, so wait. No. No. That's a very interesting thought. You know what it's also nogeh? It's nogeh whether it's dafka sandalim or whether it's any type of foot cover. We're going to see that we think the reason is bishum kvot tzibur, which would mean any kind of foot covers would all get dirty because you walked outdoors. Rav Ashi, that's not the reason. The reason is because shema nifsika lo ritzua besandalo. We're afraid that maybe one of the snap, one of the, what do you call
straps.
Them? Straps on the sandal broke, and he's going to be really, or in terms of shoes, he's got his shoelaces untied. He's going to look like a real jerk. I get up there, look like a kid that came out without his mommy taking care of him. So he's going to be, when he notices that his shoes are untied, he's going to go back down to tie them, and then it's already too late to go up. Everybody's going to say, oh, look at that, he must have, he has a ben grusha, ben chalutza. So in order not to make him look bad, but according to that, if you don't have things that are tied, let's say if a slip on, it shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's brought that there was a sort of a takana of a low plug. But what our president is suggesting, if it's based on Beis HaMikdash, then that would be a whole different idea. That since it's a very beautiful idea, since the Duchan is connected, the Duchan in the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe we treat it like a Beis HaMikdash where you're not allowed to walk in with your shoes. Interesting. I mean, those were the other takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. All had to do with the Mikdash, you know? It's funny. Nobody entertains it. We'll have to zip you back into the Zman of the Gemara and recommend your Sfar.
Talk to those aliens and see how they can help us out.
Probably have some
maybe
time.
We'll let them catch them this time.
Yeah, back to the future. Beautiful.
No, but this kavod letzibur in terms of the shliach tzibur. I'm looking around the rules. It's too bad Barnea's not here because he can concur. Those of us who are called upon every now and then to be shliach tzibur, this is a very, very noge idea. It's the idea.
Take them seriously.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons on Rosh Hashanah I say no. I will not be shliach tzibur because the tzibur is worthy of something better than what I have to offer. So, so the next time I say no, it should be kept.
Should
in
we
mind.
Start talking about the anuv tenute, the body?
No. Just this particular aspect. When I say no, just remember this particular page and this particular masechta.
Okay, you can
take that into account.
Mikdash bracha achat. I mean, like, what's the big deal over here? The kokach lama. I mean, what are we making it that we have to change? What we're going to change it? That I mean, it's a pasuk, no? So what, each one is a separate pasuk. What do you have to be marked bedavka that you can't say it is lefisheinu anina amein b'migdash? Since there's nothing to be mafsik, so for all intents and purposes, it comes out to one bracha because you don't say amein. Tosaf says so what? You don't say amein, so you say baruch shem kvod malchus olam v'ed. I mean, that's even a bigger hafsek. They do that in the Mikdash. Why can't we do that for Birchas Kohanim there? So Tosh says because the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam V'Ed is said on the shame. It's not said in the place of Amen. That's the point. So Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin, huh?
Shame is in each person.
Yeah, so on the shame. But it's not at the end of the brachas. It's not mechalik anything. It doesn't serve as three separate brachas. Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin she'in onim amen b'migdash shinema. Kumo, this is where we rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, we have Ezra and Nehemiah, and they gather everybody together. And so it says over there that the Leviim announced, Kumo barachu et Hashem elokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam, v'yivorachu shem kvodecha, umromam al kol baracha tihila. So that means that you're supposed to give a tihila al kol baracha v'bracha. And what is that tihila? That tehillah, the Gemara learns that elsewhere, is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam V'Ed. So, kol bracha o bracha, tein lo tehillah.
The Sephardim have a minhag that during the priestly blessing after the Shem Hashem, they say, Avna Baruch Shem. I mean, is that
Is that a Sephardi? Mishnah Berurah says don't say anything.
That's what our Gemara just said, is don't say anything. And that's what, yeah, I don't know whether there's any samchas to that. Yeah. I'm not a book in there, you know, minog, but I don't know whether there's, it's a right minog. Okay, Baruch Hashem, our dear president is here tonight, and we are ready. The next thing that we had in our opening Mishnah of the Perek is that the brachot of the Kohen Gadol need to be said also b'lashon HaKodesh. How, what is the procedure of the brachot of the Kohen Gadol? Ketzad. And so, what we have is the special kriya that is done after the Avedas Hayom. The Chazan HaKnesset is notel Sefer Torah v'notel on the Rosh HaKnesset. The Rosh HaKnesset is not on the Sgan. The Sgan is not on the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol stands, which is strange. I mean, he stands. Isn't he? Doesn't he have to stand the whole time if he's in the Azor? The Gemara will ask. Stands, accepts the Sefer Torah offered to him by the Sgan. The Kore Acharemot. He reads the first parasha in Acharemot, which is the Avodas Hayom. And then he skips to Arba Asor, to talk about the Asor B'Chodesh HaShviyazeh. And then he's Golel the Torah, and he keeps it on his arms. And he says, look, the truth is, Yoter Mima Shekarit Lifnechem Karatuvkan. I'm going to be saying things Baal Peh, but that doesn't mean it's not written here. More than the things that I just read is written in this Sefer. So you want to say, what's this all about? Then the Asor Shebechumash Apkudim from Parshas Emor, then he read, and now he's going to read exactly the same thing, which is the Asor LaKadosh HaShvi'i from Bamidbar. So that he reads Baal Peh for some reason, which Gemara is going to ask. And then he says Shmona Brachot, and that Shmona Brachot is what we're referring to, according to most Mefarshim. Tosfos Yontif says that he thinks that the meaning over here is not that the brachot of the Kohen Gadol, but rather the kriya of the Kohen Gadol. Because the kriya has to be, he's reading from the Sefer Torah. We'll see that everybody has to understand that he's reading lefi, what's in the Sefer, not Baal Peh. And if he would translate, it would be Baal Peh. And if it would be written, it wouldn't be the Sefer in the Azorah. And so because of that, that's what it's referring to. But why would it be that the brachas specifically have to be all of a sudden over here, B'lashon HaKodesh? However, most understand it to mean Kipshuta, and that the Takana, because of the Chashivas of Yom HaKippurim, was specifically that everything be in B'lashon HaKodesh. And it means these brachot. What are these brachot? Eight special brachot that were said on the Kriya. And they are as follows. First of all, Al HaTorah. So Al HaTorah is the bracha which you would normally say, but it's the bracha that we say after the kriya. Al HaAvodah, and these are all the normal brachot, where you say basically the same that we say in Ritzei. And then Modim, Al HaHodaya. Bechilat HaAvon, there's different approaches. Rashi learns Al Bechilat HaAvon is the bracha that we say in the Amida of Yom HaKippurim, where we say Ata Bechartanu, which ends with Melech Mochel V'Seleach La'avonotinu La'avonot Amo Yisrael, and so on and so forth, Bechol Shana V'Shana Melech HaKa, all of that. And that's what we say, and that's what he says here on the Kriya.
Just that end part of that bracha, or that?
Yeah, the closing of the bracha of Ata Bechartanu that we say. The Yerushalmi, however, says that this is slachma. This is our normal bracha for slicha, which then ends with the Amo Yisrael. So that's the Al-Mechilat Avon. Al-Hamigdash, and there's a whole tefillah that he says on the Migdash, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Bachar B'Migdash. Al-Yisrael, he says a long tefillah for Yisrael, Baruch HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael, and Bocher be Yerushalayim, Bocher be Kohanim. Each one of those is a tefillah for those things. And then the rest of the tefillah, which I was going to ask, what is the rest of the tefillah, which we'll get to. Anyway, does this mean, Shmatmina, that Chokim Kavod Tamid B'Makom HaRav? Understand, the Kohen Gadol is standing there, and we are providing all types of kavod for the Chazan HaKnesset, you know, so the Rosh HaKnesset has to get it from the Chazan HaKnesset, and that's a big kavod, you know. And then the Sagan has to get it from the Rosh, not Chas V'Shalom, that the Chazan who's taking it out of the Orain, he should give it directly. I mean, but that means we're being mechabed, all of these people. And that's our question. Do you give cover to the underlings when you're in a place where you need to be mechabed, the Rav who is here, the Kohen Gadol? This means that we do. Rabbi, no, not necessarily. Because the more steps there are between the psicha and the beginning of the kriya, and the more people that are involved, that's kavod. That's Barov Am, so to speak. And therefore, it was showing the Kohen Gadol so many steps beyond. So, Adarab, it's all Mishum quoted the Kohen Gadol. Then the Kohen Gadol is Omeid, and he's Mikabel. Omeid? What do you mean Omeid? You mean up until now he was sitting? I thought you're not allowed to sit. Ve'omer mar, ein yeshiva ba'azra, ela le'malchei beit David bilvat, shemer v'yavo ha'melech David, v'yoshev lifnei Hashem, v'yomar mi'anochi, mi'beit avi, and so on. So how does it possibly mean that he was Yoshev in the Azara? Kiryom Rav Chista be'azrat nashim. We're going to see that Rav Chista actually explained that it's the reference of Yoshev be'azrat nashim. Ochanani be'azrat nashim. And Dagos wants to change this mitzvah into the Tanya, because basically that we're just bringing the place where Rav Chista explained it and applying it. The problem is that in Rashi, the Mashmaut is that it's actually a question. He missed the Diak in Rashi. But in any event, it's more Mashma to Tanya, because we just quoted Rav Chista. So the Brayta says, where do we read the Sefer of the Kohen, where the Kohen reads Ba'azorah? Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov and Rabbi Harabai, Shemar v'Yikrabu lifnei Arachov, Asher lifnei Sharamayim. That's the same story from Nehemiah that we were talking about before. And that's in the Arabai, not in the Azorah. And here Rav Chista explains Bezrat Nashim. Now, if it's a Meisveh, it's a Meisveh against the shot over here that he himself is the one who ends up saying, which is a little weird. We say Kiryom Rav Chista. You know, but what we would mean, therefore, would be, look, in the end, we're going to see that that's what Rav Chista himself says. The suggestion is, I would say, that it means the Ezra Sadashi. What do we do with the fact that it says in the Azara? Rav Chista says it's the Ezra Sadashi. That's exactly what I said. It's Kiryom Rav Chista. It's sort of all interwoven. So we don't have to change the gears. The korei ach remot, and then ach beasor, and wait a minute. I thought you're not allowed to be medaling. What do you mean ach beasor? Ach beasor isn't right next to the words that he read. He's got the whole rest of the parsha of Arias and everything, which he's not reading. Until he gets to Emor, I mean, is it going to have to ach remot through Kedoshim? He's got to skip to Emor? Rabbi, no, that's not a problem. Even though it says "bedalgim et aviv ve'im bedalgim et Torah," Om Rabbi Lokasha, kam bekleish yivsoka maturgaman, kam bedek shelo yivsoka turgaman. It's close. When it takes two turns of the sefer to get to the right place. Remember that in those days they always had a turgaman that was saying over in Aramaic the targum. So by the time the turgaman finishes, so he's already turned it. No, says the Gemara, it's not true. The Allah Katani, it's in the case of specifically the Turgaman not being mafsik that it says Ein Medalgim Etera. Because Katani Medalgim Navi the Ein Medalgim Etera, the Atkama Medalgim when it's Navi, Ad Kadesh Shalai Vesokav Turgaman. But in Tera, Bechlal, that in a Sefer Tera, you can't be at all. Even if it's within the range of Shaloi Vesaka Baturgaman. How can you tell me that it means that you can be posek? Hello, I'm Rabbi. Okay. You're right. However, I have to make it clear. Look, Kasha, kan be inyan echad, kan be shnei inyanim. Now, here's the point. I skipped a piece, okay? You're going to see. I wasn't wrong, but I skipped a piece. So the idea over here is, if you're talking about exactly the same thing. So we just read Achrimot. Now we're going to say Achbasol HaKadosh Hazeh. And that's where we're at. We're talking about that. Achbasol HaKadosh Hazeh. So Binyan HaKad, you can skip. What? Yes, it's actually a brayta. V'atanya. Medalgin b'Torah binyan echad, u'menavi b'shnei inyanim, v'kan b'kan b'chtei sh'lo yitzok b'turgamon. The point is, it's not that it was wrong. It has to be b'chtei sh'lo yitzok b'turgamon. That's the reason that we can't go and read from Bamidbar. But the only iser of b'chlal, you said, but I thought you're not allowed to even b'chtei sh'lo yitzok b'turgamon. That's true. But that's where it's binyan echad. I skipped that piece.
Is the Indian
tikkus
a
sibur
or something else?
The Indian is bilbul hadas. So memela, if it's the same Indian, then it's not bilbul hadas. If it's kadesh ol yivzak aturgaman, then it's quite sibur that they're sitting and waiting. So there's two separate inyanim over here. And as Rashi puts it elsewhere, the inyanim of Torah is every word is nogea isurim. Every word is nogea the way you view life. We want to play games over here. The guy gets mixed up. Wait a minute, that wasn't that. Meanwhile, he doesn't hear a thing that you're saying. It takes him like 10 seconds till he gets his mind reorganized. So it's not right. And ain't medalgi mi navi le navi. Even though you're allowed to be medalig within one navi, you can't be medalig from a navi to a different navi, even if it's the end of one and the beginning of the next. Ube navi shel shneimasar. However, trei asar is considered to be the equivalent of one book. So there you can be medalig, but you can't go backwards. Bevatchel medalig misof et sefer letchilato. And then he's golelat the Torah is menicha becheko. What is this? But anyway, making a statement, ladies and gentlemen, there is more written here than I have read. I'm like, come on, what is this? Vekach loma shelo tzilaza sefer Torah, because we don't want people saying that he had to be golelat sefer Torah because it was chaser, it was a no good sefer. Ubaasar lechoshe b'chumash apikudim korei aper. Why is him? Why does he have to be korei aper? Can't he just be golelat and go ahead and be Kori again? No, let's say for Willip. That's the point. You cannot be Gola at all in be Torah Vasibor. Okay, fine, so then bring out the Sefer Torah, no? And so let's say Sefer Torah Rinamalikre. Ravuna Bar Yehuda says, then people say something's wrong with the first Sefer. Huh? We're going to ask that in a minute. This is a very timely Gemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, because it's going to mean that he's going to have to make a new bracha. And ein bevarchim bracha she'ena tzricha. What are you talking about? We don't bring out two sefer Torah. The Amar of Yitzchak Nafka, if it's Rosh Chodesh Teves, here we go. Shechal yot b'Shabbat. Well. Speaking of topic,
that never happens. Come on.
Maybe shalosh torot. The Korans, you bring three Sifrei Torah. The first one you read Binyan Shayon, you read one of Rosh Chodesh, you one read of Hanukkah. So what are you telling me? You don't bring out two Sifrei Torah because people are going to say something's wrong with it? I've never heard of such a thing. Excuse me.
Say if something's wrong.
There's a tremendous difference between three people that are reading from three Sfarim, then there's no pagam. But one person, if we keep switching the sefer on him, now that looks awfully fishy. And over here, the Kohen Gadol is the only one reading. So if it's Chad Gavri, even betray Sifrei, that's already a pagam. And then he's a Baruch Al Hashemona Brachot. So the Braita explains a little bit. We were left with the Ashar Tefillah, we're going to get to. Mevorchim al Torah, Keter Shemar Rachim Beit HaKnesset, when you finish the Kriya. Al Avodah, Al Da'am, Mefilat Avon. That's all ketikunan. We know those tefillahs from our own tefillah. Ala mikdash, a special bracha b'fnei atzmo. Ala kohanim b'fnei atzmo. Ala yisrael b'fnei atzmo. Ala yerushalayim b'fnei atzmo. The ashar tefillah. Tana Rabbana, what is the shar tefillah? What's the rest of the tefillah? The rest of the tefillah is tchina, rina, ubakosha. She'amcha yisrael tzrichin li vasha. V'chotem b'shomea b'tefillah. After the closing of the Sefer Torah, Mikan Ve'elech, everybody brings a Sefer Torah from their home. How did they do that? What about carrying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So it must be, says Rashi, either the Spandiyama holds that it's not also to carry on Yom Kippur, or Yerushalayim has a good Erev, because the walls of Yerushalayim were closed, so they can go home and then come in. So I call Achad V'Achad Mi, V'Yi Sefer Torah Mitoch Beito V'Korebo. We've got a Kokach Lamas, a lot of Kokach Lamas. You know, these are very strange kind of things that were. I mean, this is weird. What are we doing that for? Today, La'arot Chazutol Rabin. Because now is the time to show Zek Keli V'Anveyu. After all, remember that Yom HaKippurim is the day of Kabbalah HaTorah for us. This is the second Luchas. That's what the Mishnah Tainus refers to, the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. So, Kokach Loma Kedei La'arot Chazutol Rabin. And what was the Anivas Eskmar Mayan V'Tenute de Rabbi Abahu? The Amla Devita de Amore, the Rabbi Abu, the Devita de Rabbi Abu himself, Hadidad, not Sarakle, Ledida. Hi, the Gachi, Mizaki, Fale, it's just Yik Rabbi Abu, the Avidle. Or some Devita of Amla, the Rabbi Abu, Amma, man, Afkamino, Achmin. Mini, you mean, eh? It carries you, that's all that's important. The two Rabbi Abu, in the Rabbana, Lele, Mamania, Iberesha, Kiva de Chazil, Rabab, the Menako, the Fishle, Barachovot, Amalo, you know what? You have a Rashiv here. What did he be for? Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Chia Barava, Ikla Lohu Atra, Rabbi Abo, Dorish Bagadata, and Rabbi Chia Barava, Dorish Bishmaidata. Shavkua Kuliabl, Rabbi Chia Barava, Vazel Gabid Rabbi Abu. Poor Rabbi Chia Barava was not too happy in Cholash Daiti. Omarle, Emcholaka Bashal, Bada Vilmesh, Nebene Adam, Echad Mocher Avanib Tovot, Echad Mocher Bene Sitkit. Who do you think is going to get all the buyers? Amikovtsi. Vazesh Mocher Bene Sitkit. Ko yuma havi malave ribchia barabel rabbi abo adushpize mishum yikr de bekesa ahu yuma havi rabbi abo rabbichia barava adushpize vafilo hafiloi 2:30 minutes. It's not easy to get over this kind of thing. Bezman sheshviach tzibur omer modim ha'amayim omrim omar rav modim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu hashanu modim lach Shmuel omar lo kol basar hashanu modim lach Rabbi Simar me yotzer yotzer bereishit hashanu modim lach. Now, the Yomer Mishbed Reb Simoi Brachot Vadot Shimcha Gadola, Sheikh Tonomi Gamtono Ashano Modimlo. Reb Achra Yakum Messiah Bach, Kentachaninut Kaninut Kapsinu, Betezel Galuyot El Hatzot Kotchech, Shmorku Kakala Sotzon Kabalev Shalem, Al Shano Modimlo. Rav Papa, great, Yokach Dimrido Lakulo. Rav Yitzhak Liolante, Matsibur Alecha, Shari Kwanim, Pneim Klape Am, Viachorehem Klape Shina. Nachman Amrim Yochav, Vayakom HaMelech David al Raglav, Vayomer, Shimuni Achai V'Ami, Machai Lama'ami, V'Ami Lama Achai. Om Rav Lozem Arlem David Lizrim, Atem Shomim Li, Achai Atem, which is tremendous COVID for the Tzibur. V'im Rav, Ani Atem, V'Ani Rode Atchem B'Makel. Rabbonin Amrim Yochav, Ein Chara Kohanim, Rishayim Lalot Pesandaliyem L'Duchan, V'Zo Achad B'Tesha Takanot, Shitkin Rav Yochan Menzaka, I'm assuming that the my time of Amishum covered Sibur. Omer Vashino. It's hot. I'm Shemanivsika Lord Srobis Adalova, other Azilibitre, Vamri Ben Grusham and Chalutza. Will be Mikdash, Racha, Achat, Vikokach Lama, Fishain on him Amen be Mikdash. It works out that way. Tona Rabbana. Minayin Shain on him Amen be Mikdash. Shinemar Kumu, Varachu, Tashem, Aloke, Chemi, Olam, Viad, Olam. Uminayin Shah, Kol, Bracha, Bracha, Tila. Shinemar, Viavorchu, Shem, Kivodech, Umramam, Kol, Bracha, Utila. Kol, Bracha, Bracha.